Last year, a bill allowing people to carry guns without a license during a state mandatory evacuation passed the House, but failed to pass the Senate. And the Florida Sheriff's Association had a big hand in that outcome. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, who represents the FSA, says the language was too loose.
Our problem with it is the language of the bill and what it doesn't do to tell people the rules so that their rights are protected. The last thing in the world I want to see is a law-abiding citizen who's never been in trouble in his or her life ended up getting arrested because they're carrying a concealed firearm and because they didn't understand the rules or because a law enforcement officer didn't understand them and misapplied them.
The sheriff's group backed an amendment that they say provided clarity, but bill sponsor St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says that effectively killed the bill and he withdrew it from consideration. He vowed to file it again, which he did weeks ago.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as last year's bill.
There's one more thing that he says hasn't changed either.
So my concern is that I don't really understand the major concern of the Florida Sheriff's Association. They wanted the protections of this legislation to end at the county line. Well, the county line in Pinellas County is sometimes in the middle of a bridge. And so to say, well, you could take it up to this imaginary county line, and then beyond that, you can be convicted of a felony, and all you're trying to do is flee an evacuation. You know, somebody saying, grab your dogs, grab your kids, get in the car, and go, flee for your life. That this bill would even kick in and you would be protected under this type of legislation. So it's an incredibly rare circumstance that this would be allowing.
And the NRA's Marion Hammer agrees, calling the bill a must-have for the state and doesn't understand the FSA's opposition either.
And when you leave firearms to looters and criminals, that makes the situation even more dangerous for law enforcement and first responders. In a hurricane-prone state like Florida, this bill is a no-brainer. When families are ordered to evacuate their homes, they must take their children, pets, personal valuables, and flee. They need to be able to take their guns with them for protection. You have to seriously question the motives of anyone who opposes that.
So, has she been in talks with the Florida Sheriff's Association to look into their concerns since the bill failed to pass?
No, we're not working with them and talking with them. When they declare war on the Second Amendment and refuse to recognize the needs of the constituents that put them in office and put their own personal political philosophies and their own convenience ahead of the constitutional rights of the citizens they represent, there's really nothing to talk about.
Hammer feuded in public with Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd in his capacity as the head of the Florida Sheriff's Association over the gun bill last year, but there's since been a change of leadership. And Hammer says if someone is willing to talk to her, she'd be willing to do the same.
We're always willing to sit down and talk to people who want to talk about issues. No one has reached out to us as yet.
Meanwhile, Gualtieri says he's willing to do the same, work with the sponsors as well as Hammer. And as to his response to Hammer's earlier remarks,
you know, I mean, she wants to throw words around like that. That's all they are, is words. It's a bunch of rhetoric. The sheriffs haven't declared war on anything. We're strong supporters of gun rights, strong supporters of the Second Amendment. But we're also strong supporters of good legislation and properly worded legislation. So that's what we're looking for, is clarity. And on top of that, though, on the other part of it, as far as carrying during a riot, we can't agree to that. That's because that's craziness.
The Senate bill has already been referred to committees, and last year's House bill sponsor, Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen, recently filed the House companion again. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.